Tomei. In the case that a person was tor, ate kotchim that was tomei. In such a case. Rashi says, Odem tor, shochel at the kredish, tomei. Gemara meforish, minole, how do you know this? V'afo pi shein b'chi of chorus, nitna kaporizu akach. That's what he holds, that the story of Rosh Chodesh comes to mechapa such a person. A person that was tor, but he ate the boss of that kredish. So he's allowed to do this. Such a person, he gets his chet, his kapora is for the story of Rosh Chodesh. Alright. Yeah, alright, we'll start. We'll go over it again. We started the Mishnah yesterday, we'll do it over again. I'll to review it. Here, Shavuos. Here, the Mishnah starts off again. We'll just go over it for a beginning. Oh, good. Mechavim to Gemara's Kasha. That's the first Gemara's question. Very good. Here, the Mishnah says again, Shavuos, Shtayim, Shem Arbam. There are two Shavuos that it says in the Torah clearly that we dash in another two to make it four. That means the Shavuos Vita, if you make a Shavuos and you are not Mekayim, it comes out to Sheker. So there are two ways. L'sha'ovar means you will do something or you will not do something. That much it says in the Torah. And l'sha'ovar, that I already did something or I did not do something, that will make from a drosha. Then it says, Yediyas Hatum Eshtayim Shem Arba. Yediyas Hatum also, if you were Tomei and you forgot that you were Tomei and you went into the Beis HaMikdash, or else you ate the Bosa of Kodshim, so Yechayiv HaKorban Elu V'Yorid. So the Eshtayim, it says in the Torah, Shem Arba, we dash in another two cases. One case is that you forgot that you were Tomei, and either you went into the Beis HaMikdash or you ate Tomei, or else you knew you were Tomei, just you forgot this was the Beis HaMikdash, or you forgot you were holding. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Sirei HaRagolim Mechaprin. No, only the Sirim you bring on Gimel Ragolim. The Sir Chattis you bring on Gimel Ragolim, it's Mechaprin on somebody that does not have the idea at all. Avot Loi Sirei Rosh Chodashim. Shimon says, though, the soy you bring on Rosh Chodesh is not mechaper on Tumas Mikdash. If so, the Yama Sirei Rosh Chodashim mechaper, for what purpose do we bring it for? What kapora do we have from the Sawyer Hanasan Rosh Chodesh? So Mor says, according to Rabbi Shimon, Al HaTor Shokh Lech HaTomei, a person that was Tor, and he ate Bosa Kodshim, that's Tomei, that's a lav. So for this he needs a kapora. Even though it's not a lav sheish by chorus, usually we know you only have to bring a korban chatez on a lav that has chorus bemezid. Now that you did a b'shoiged, you have to bring a korban. Here it's the chiddush tomorrow with Dash and the Posik, that a tor that ate a bosa kochim, that was tamei, he needs a kapora, and the sawyer on Rosh Chodesh is mechapet. This is Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Meir Oimeno, kol asirim kaprosan shova, al tumas mikdash u'kadoshev. Your may holds no, all the sirim, all the sirei chatis hachitzoin, whether the sawyer on Yom Kippur, whether the sawyer on Rosh Chodesh, whether the sawyer on the Gimel Regolim, they're all mechaper on the same thing. There's no difference. There's only difference then, if you did a chet in between one and the other, that the first one, that gives you the kapara. Like Rashi says, kol sirim usafim, bein sor anasa b'chutz Yom Kippurim, bein sor regolim, bein sor Rosh Chodeshim. Kaprosan shava, kulan mechaprin al kol, mechaprin all of them. What does that mean? Bein al shein bo yediyah batchila v'yesh bo yediyah lavsoif, bein al shein bo yediyah levatchila lavsoif, bein al torah shirchul esatamei. Here it may hold there's no difference. These three kabbonis, the soyer achitzoin, and the regolim, and the Rosh Chodesh, all mechaper equally. Just the soyer anasa b'fnim, there he agrees it's different. There he agrees the first one we had, the soya that's brought lepnim on Yom Kippur, the soya Lashem, that's only toila for the one that had the idea about betchila, just he does not realize it yet. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. Now, hoi Rabbi Shimon Oimer, sirei roshei chadoshim mechaprin al hator shoch letatami. Shimon says no, like we had before, that each one is separate, that the soya that's brought on Rosh Chodesh, the korban chatis, that's brought on Rosh Chodesh, it's mechaper on the Torah that ate bosa kodshim that was tummy. V'shel regolim, the serum chatis that's brought on Gimel regolim, mechaperin al shein bo yediyah loy batchil loy basoy. Like I said before, the person did not realize at the beginning that he was tummy, and he still does not realize it. He does not realize he did the chet, but the maisi is called the shoygeg. He's at fault, he needs a kapora, because he should have known better, he should have watched himself, so he needs a kapora. His kapora is with the sorrow that comes on the Gimel Regolim. V'shal Yom HaKippurim, the Sor HaChitzon, the Korban Musaf, that's born on Yom Kippur, is Mechaper Al Shein Bo Yediyah Batchilo, Al V'yesh Bo Yediyah Basoif. Also a person that cannot come to a Chiyav Oilu V'yorit, because he did not have Yediyah at the beginning, but he has Yediyah Basoif, so he receives his complete Kapara on Yom Kippur with the Sor HaChitzon. Here's Rabbi Shimon Shita. So Om Ruloi, the Chum said back to Rabbi Shimon, Mal Sheikrevu Ze Bo Ze. What's going to be, let's say you set aside this soyer for Yom Kippur, and you lost it, and they brought a different korban instead on Yom Kippur, and now later they find this soyer chatis that they set aside for Yom Kippur. Could you bring it now on Sukkot? Or else a korban that was set aside for Sukkot, a sir hachatis that was set aside for Gimur Revelim, for Sukkot, and then they lost it at the time. So they took another korban, and they used the second one. Now they find the first one. Could they bring that soya that was set aside fresh for Gimur Regalim for Sukkot? Could they bring it on Rosh Chodesh? That's the shaila. On the Esrav Shimon, could you change around one from the other? Mal sheyikravu zebazir. Is Omalahen, Rabbi Shimon answered back, yes, yikravu, you could bring it. Bring the soya that you set aside for Sukkot, bring it now on the first Rosh Chodesh. Omru lois the chum said back to Rabbi Shimon, how could that be? According to your shita, ho yovien kaparos and shaveh. Since you're telling me now each korban has its own special kaparom, hey korban zeh bazeh. The korban of Gimur Regalim helps for ein lo yediyah b'tchila, avi yesh lo yediyah b'saif. And the Rosh Chodesh only helps for a tor shochal b'satamei. So how could the korban that was supposed to be brought for this kaparom come for another kaparom? Omalehen, so Rabbi Shimon answered that, that's not a kasha. Kulen boyim lechaper al tumas mikvah shekadosha. He said, they have one common denominator. They have shaykhis one to the other. Each korban is coming for a kapara, which has to do with either mikdash or tameh. So lemaisa, you did not bring this korban yet on Sukkot. It was lost at the time. It was just set aside for that korban. So since it was set aside for a kapara, having to do with the mikdash or tameh, it's not a big kasha now to bring it on the first Rosh Chodesh. Because Rosh Chodesh is true, it's only Mektayer, it's only Mechaper, on a Tor that ate Bosatameh, but it has to do with Tumah. So you could bring one for the other. That's Rabbi Shimon's for. Rabbi Shimon himself answered back himself. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, I'm the Mishmoy. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says over the name of Rabbi Shimon, Stam Rabbi Shimon, and the Mishnah Rashi says is Rabbi Shimon ben Yehoi. So here, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda is saying over the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehoi that Sirei Rosh Chodeshim, the Korban Musaf you bring on Rosh Chodesh, Mechaperin, it's Mechaper ala Tor, Shochel Asatomi. That's cool, that's like Rabbi Shimon also. That Rosh Chodesh is only Mechaper on the Tor that ate Bosak Tomi. Moisaf Aleim Shor Regolim, the Musaf that we bring on Gimur Regolim, the Soy Hachatis, it adds, means not only is the Mechaper on the Tor Shochel Asatomi, but it's also Shemechaperim ala Tor. Right? The al also the al shein bo yediyah lebatchil lebasayif. In other words, when you go up a madrega, it has two. The gimur golem not only does it have the mile of Rosh Chodesh, but has another mile that's mechaper on a person ein lo yediyah lebatchil lebasayif. Moisav aleim sheyom kippurim. We have the special sora chatis hachitzan that's brought by Musav Yom Kippur. Shein mechaperin. What is that mechaper on? First of all, ala Torah Shalach HaTatomi. It has the Maila of Rosh Chodesh. V'yal Shein Bo Yediyah Lebechiv Lebasayif. It has the Maila of Gimur Regalim. And has another Maila, third Maila to it, V'yal Shein Bo Yediyah Patchila Avol Yesh Bo Yediyah Basayif. A person that at the beginning did not realize he was Tomei. When he went into the base of Migdash, he never had the idea yet that he was Tomei. So he cannot come to a Korban Eilu V'yarid. His Kapor is on Yom Kippur. This soy rachitzon, that's mechaper. This is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Shita. So the kitz is a little bit different than Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon before himself holds each one has a separate kapara. According to Rabbi Shimon, the higher you go, the more it has. Like Yom Kippur has three, Regolim has two, and Rosh Chodesh only has one. So this is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Shita. Omru loy to him also the chom asked him, Mal sheyikrevu zeh bezeh. What's going to be the same shiloh? You had this seer chatis you set aside for Yom Kippur. And it came Yom Kippur, you lost it. So they brought a different one. And now they find it on Sukkot. Could they bring that soyer on Sukkot? Omelhem, Rishim ben Yechoy answered back. Omelhem, hey, yes, why not? Or Mulad, the Chum said to him, there's a kasha, you know why not? In Cain, Yesha Yom HaKippurim, Kraven Barashe Chadoshim, that they said, that I understand. Now, this much I can understand. If the Soyer of Yom Kippur, that was lost, now you want to bring that on Sukkot, very good. Because Yom Kippur had the Milo to Mechapra on all three. So now it's going down to Sukkot. It has the Milo to Mechapra on what Sukkot on Ein Lo Yediya Batchilo Al Yeshu Diya Basoif. Abba, but my question is like this. What? Rosh Chodesh also has the Milo, right? Right. Abba, my kasha on you is like this. Hey, Shel Rosh Chodeshim. Kraven B'Yom HaKippurim. How is it possible if you lost the Soyer for Rosh Chodesh Elul? Rosh Chodesh Elul, they set aside the Soyer, Lachatis. They lost it the day before, so they had to bring a new carbon, so they have it left over. Now when it comes Yom Kippur, they're going to bring the Soyer from Rosh Chodesh Elul. How could that be Lachaper Kapora Shein Shalom? The carbon of Rosh Chodesh Elul only has the possibility to Mechaperon a Tor that eats Bosatame. That's his Kerech of Kapora. So how could you come and bring it down Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is Mechaper on two more things. So how could this Poshita Seer Rosh Chodesh be Mechaper on Yom Kippur? Or Malahem. Right. So more I say, Yom Shim Ben Yechoy answer back. Kulam Boyin Lechaper Al Tumas Midrash Kodeshov. That they have to do one with the other. Even though it's not exactly the same, but since all three kabbonis here have to do with b'mechaper al mikta shekudoshov, one could be brought in the other's time. But Avad Lagageshen is saying, now that you bring the Soyer Rosh Chodesh on Yom Kippur, pshit that has the Kedushas Yom Kippur on it. And Avad now will be mechaper on all three. Now, a chiddush now the Mishnah says, v'yal zodoin tumas mikta shekudoshov. Let's say somebody bemaze it. This is the one time, one of the few times, yeah, that a korban is mechaper on a chet of the mezid. The mezid, the person knew that he was tomei, and he deliberately went into the base of Migdash. So a regular korban early doesn't have a korban early of urine. That's only b'shoigig. What's going to be the kapara for such a person? So seer hanase b'fnim, the seer ha'pnim, the soyer l'ashem, v'yom ha'kipurim mechaperin, staka mechaperin him also. The Soyer HaPnim, not only is it Mechaper or Toilo for someone that had a Yediya Matchilo and he doesn't have his Yediya Basoif, but it's also Mechaper Bemezid. Somebody that went into the base of English Bemezid, he'll have a Kaporo from the Korban Chatas HaPnim that's put on Yom Kippur.
How about the
Yom Kippur? Now, Al Shara Averis Sheba Torah. Somebody did other Averis in the Torah. HaKalois, let's say it's a Lav, HaChamuris, the Mohammedic Averis. Has doinos, he did it bezodoin, the ashkogish did it bishoigeg, hoida, vlohoida, you realize you did the chet, or you did not realize you did the chet. The Gemara with Masba, what this part of the Mishnah comes to include. What's the hoida, vlohoida? What is that different than shoigeg? Or essay, vloisa say, whether it's an ister, I say you were over, whether it's a loisa say you did, krisos, or misas bezdin, let's say somebody has one of these chatoim he did. So there's a chiddush that, soyer hamishtaleach, Mechaper, that the soyer, that the one is Lashem, Echad Lazozel, the soyer achatis that they throw outside, they throw off the cliff, the soyer mashaleach, that's Mechaper on all the Averis of Klai Yisrael. You take all the Averis and throw them over the cliff, get rid of them. Now, Echad Yisraelim, the Echad Kanim, the Echad Kain Mashuach, they all have a Kapar in Yom Kippur. Whether you're a regular Yisrael, whether you're a regular Kain, or whether you're Kain Agadol, all three have its Kapar in Yom Kippur. Just there's a little difference. If so, ma ben Yisrael l'kahanim or l'kayim Mashuach, what's the difference here between the kaparo of a Yisrael l'kayim and a kayim godol? Elo shapar mechaper al kahanim al tumas mikdash kodeshov. That there's a special par that the kayim godol himself brought, a par kayim godol on Yom Kippur. So that par was mechaper not only for the kayim godol but also for the kahanim. And it's a shal now, what exactly was that par mechaper on? The Tanakam is saying, it was only mechaper on Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim. It means the Kohen, that any type of a chet, of coming into the Beis Hamikdash when he was Tomei, the special par of Yom Kippur is mechaper. What about though if the Kohanim have other Averis, Shar Averis, Chai V'yetzei, Chai V'lavin? He agrees that the Soyer HaMashtaleach is mechaper. In other words, everybody still has to come on to the Soyer HaMashtaleach. The one that's Sen Lazozel, that's Mechaper and Shara Veris. Just the Tumas Mitzvah Shekodeshov did the difference. The Yisraelim have the Kapora from the Soyer HaChitzoim. And the Kanim have the Kapora from the power of the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, now big chiddush. Shimon Aimer, kishem shedam hasoyer hanase b'fnim mechapra Yisrael, just like Klai Yisrael has the kapara from the chet tumas amigdash on the sorach hitzayin kach dam apar. The same way the dam apar that's brought for the kain gadol mechapra lekahanim, it's mechapra lekahanim. Now he says the chiddush. Kishem shevidui shel soyer mishalech mechapra Yisrael. Just like the Klai Yisrael gets its kapor for the averis it did, b'shafte said the vidui on the Sor Mishtaleach, kach vidui shopar mechapar al kahanim. He holds that the kahanim do not need the Sor Mishtaleach at all. They receive all their kapora from the par kohen gadol. Because the par kohen gadol, when the kohen gadol brings it, his vidui, he says vidui, tears the kapora for all of his averis and all the averis of all the kahanim. All the Kohanim received their kapara from the Soyer, from the par Kohen Gadol. So according to Rabbi Shimon, the Kohanim do not need the Soyer Meshtalech at all. According to the Tanakhama, yes, Shara Averis, even from Kohanim, are taken care of with the Soyer Meshtalech. What's the special par Kohen Gadol? That's only a kapara for the special Chatoim of Mikdash HaKadoshim. That's the Tanakhama. Shimon says no. See in the Gemara why, but the par Kohen Gadol takes care of all the Kohanim. All the Kohanim go into this par Kohen Gadol, and the Sira HaChatis and the Sira Pnim and the Sira Meshtaleach, that's for Klai Yisrael. Now the Mishnah says, here's your question. Michti, let's see. Tana yesterday we learned Mimakis. Tana Mimakis, Solik. Yesterday we finished Masech the Makis. Maishna the Tani Shvuas. How come today we're learning Shvuas? What does one got to do with the other? Yesterday we were learning verses about Makis, and now we're coming Yedigas Atum, what's going on here? Shruas. The Torah speaks out, even though Yush Dafagav, the Kaimalon, betray Mesechtu, and say to the Mishnah, two different Mesechtu, not a Kasha, why one comes over the other. Hani Mila, that's only said, Lini Machloik, Zekach Machloik, Akcha Stam, that's only a Shalom, Psak Halacha. We have a Machloik, it's this Mishnah, and the next Mishnah says a Stam, that we don't say we pass like a Stam Mishnah. But Avada Minastan, there's a reason why one Masechta comes after another Masechta. So you have to understand why the Shuas come after Makis. Most of this. Mishum de Toni, the last more, the pale part of the last Mishnah we have, Mishum de Toni, Al Harosh Shtayim, if you shave off your head, your payas, you chayiv two labs. Echod Mikan, Viachim Mikan. One on the right of right payah, one on the left payah. Viala Zokain, if you take a razor on your beard, Shtayim Mikan, you have two averis on the right side. Shtayim Mikan.